Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Friday, December 20th, 2024. Welcome to day 1431. The House of Representatives rejected the Trump-endorsed plan to fund the government and avoid a government shutdown after 38 Republicans joined 197 Democrats in voting against the alternate funding bill. The package includes funding for the government through March 14th, a suspension of the debt ceiling until 2027, and disaster relief, and was quickly put together Thursday afternoon after Trump and Elon Musk urged Republicans to kill the bipartisan original package. Government funding expires at the end of the day today. With less than 12 hours to go before a shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans plan to break up their previously agreed-to bipartisan funding bill into three separate votes, one on government funding, one on disaster aid, and one for a farm bill extension. Trump's demand to address the debt ceiling would not receive a vote. Johnson reportedly wants to try to pass that plan through the Rules Committee, which would need a simple majority to pass, but would also require a lot of Democratic support. Separately, Johnson is also pursuing a second option that largely matches the Trump-endorsed package, which failed in the House yesterday, except it wouldn't include raising the debt limit. Senators said that the House needs to do its job and sort it themselves, while the White House has moved ahead with the shutdown preparations, notifying federal workers that they may be furloughed. Meanwhile, after blowing up the bipartisan funding bill at the 11th hour, Trump said that any government shutdown is a Biden problem to solve. He added, "If there is going to be a shutdown of government, let it begin now." Elon Musk said either the government should pass sensible bills that actually serve the people or shut it down. And finally, Elon Musk publicly endorsed the Alternative for Germany, a far-right anti-immigration party that's promoting neo-Nazi rhetoric, with Musk posting, "Only the AfD can save Germany." Musk's post was in response to a 24-year-old German far-right influencer criticizing the leading candidate to become Germany's next chancellor. The AfD is polling in second place at 19%. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.